Thank you for coming to the podcast. Please listen, leave a like, and write a comment. If you can tell me where you're listening from, I'd enjoy hearing that. Or if you have any other question, please put it down in the comments and I'll get back with you. Again, thanks for coming here. Hope you enjoy it. Hope it's helpful to you.
Number five. Christianity is about Jesus and about loving him more than your life. You can write in there, my. Christianity is about Jesus and about loving him more than your life. So we talked about how it's more than life itself. We love Jesus more than life itself, but we also love Jesus more than our particular lives. Jesus' first question is, do you love me? See it there? Do you love me more than these? He's dealing with fish there. Peter is a fisherman. That was Peter's life. Peter was sitting around there fishing after the resurrection. Wasn't out there talking about Jesus. He's fishing. Jesus says, do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than going where you want to go, Peter? Because I'm going to ask you to go other places. So A there, the Christians, your life gets rightly recentered. The Christian's life gets rightly recentered. So number one, A1 there. It gets recentered in how you behave. That is what you wear. It's verse 18. Peter used to dress himself, wore what he wanted to wear. He wore what he wanted to wear, did what he wanted to do before meeting Jesus. And then two, it recenters your life in what you do or where you go. Verses 15 through 17. Peter did what he wanted to do, fish. Be a fisherman before he met Jesus. But now Jesus was telling him, don't love your fish and being a fisherman more than you love me. Here's what I'm calling you to do. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Don't catch fish. Feed my sheep. Be a shepherd. Be a pastor of my people. This is what Jesus is calling Peter to do. Be a shepherd. A pastor of Jesus' people who are his sheep as Jesus is the great shepherd. Now, number three. Your life is centered around Jesus and his kingdom. Centered around Jesus and his kingdom. Jesus asked, do you love me? Your fish, are you going to center your life around gathering things for yourself, fish, nets, boats, engaging in business that has nothing to do with me, Peter. Anyone can fish. Any non-believer in me can fish, Peter. But I'm asking you to feed my sheep. Be a shepherd. Be a shepherd for me. And you can ask that about yourself. Is your life about your fish or is it about Jesus' sheep? Doesn't mean you'll all be pastors, but there are things we can do, all of us. As John writes this to those in AD 90, our lives are to be centered around Jesus and his kingdom. What's Matthew 6:33? Some of you know it. Seek first his kingdom. Doesn't just mean seek to be included in it. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first the interests of your king's kingdom. How can I be a servant to my king, Jesus? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. Don't seek the other things. Don't seek fish and nets and boats and your own life. Don't love your life. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Jesus said, we know this, we probably haven't thought this through, about seeking his kingdom, seeking first his kingdom. We see this here in John 21 as well, affirmed by Jesus, that loving Jesus included caring about his sheep. Right? John includes here that the things he's included in this book are what you need to know. Not everything John knew about Jesus that he could talk about, but what you need to know, and he includes this. You need to know that Peter's called to care about Jesus' kingdom more than his own kingdom, more than Peter's own kingdom. And so this has application for us to seek first Jesus' kingdom. That's what Peter was being asked to do, to seek first Jesus' kingdom, to love Jesus more than these. So number four, Christianity is about Jesus and about you loving him more than this life. It's about your realizing that it's not about how Jesus and the church, it's not about how Jesus and the church fit into your life. Again, this is how most churches market themselves to people so they come into their church. We'll make Jesus fit into your life real nice. And there's very little teaching about how Christians aren't to have Jesus fit into their world, but we're to fit into his. This is his world. I love what he says in Job 41:15. Who has a claim against me that I must pay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. Isn't that awesome? That's what God says. Who has a claim against me that I must pay? I don't owe anyone anything. Everything under heaven, I'm under heaven. Everything under heaven belongs to me. He owns me. He especially owns me because I've been, 2 Corinthians 6:20, I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I'm to glorify God with my body. Right? That's the call to all of us. He owns us. It causes our hearts to beat, our lungs to breathe when we're not thinking about it. He's created the stuff we are, this skin. He's created it and he holds it together. He keeps it intact. Keeps my fingerprints the way they are. So they always work on my computer. he owns us. And we're back to number four. It's not, you're realizing, It's your realizing that it's not about how Jesus and the church fit into your life, what most Christians do and what most of Christianity is characterized, but about how you fit into what Jesus is doing in the world. That is about how you fit into his kingdom, the church. And it's not the other way around. It's really not. I'm not pulling punches here, you can tell. God owns your life, and you owe your life to him. Read 2 Corinthians 5. We owe him everything. This doesn't mean that you have to leave your job or that you have to be a pastor or a missionary, like when I was reading the Sermon on the Mount when I was an unbeliever and said, man, if I obey this, I got to be a missionary or a pastor. Ha, 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 God said to my thoughts. It ended up being the calling on my life. None of us will be exactly like Peter. My life isn't like Peter. Your life is not like Peter's. None of us will be exactly like Peter and what Jesus was calling him to do for Christ's kingdom. Peter was called to evangelize in various cities in the Middle East, in the ancient world, to pastor them and eventually to die for his faith in Jesus. But be there for you. You can write in there, my. Your life's fitting into Christ's kingdom and Christ's purposes will look different than how that is so with other Christians. Our church, it's we're pretty good at living this out. But this is a place of graciousness. Our churches, where we're not looking at each other, comparing ourselves to each other. What are you doing for the church? Well, here's what I've done for the church. Here's what I did for the church. We're not doing that, and you guys are really good at this. And that's a recognition of Ephesians 4, We all have different gifts, and we have different stages of life. If you're, you know, a mother with five kids under two, you know, then you're not going to be helping out with Sunday school. Okay? There are different stages of life, but sometimes we have more availability or some things we're gifted at. Other things we're not particularly gifted at, but I can lift a chair, and so I can help move a chair. Though that's not my calling in life, but I can help in that. I can help in that way. But we want to live that out, this graciousness toward one another, to say, you know what, our lives are about what we can do for the kingdom of Christ. But that'll look different between all of us. And so I'm not looking at another one and saying, man, I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this. What's she doing? What's he doing? None of that, because it's all different. We don't have lives like Peter, but we have lives where there are different giftings and different callings in the church that God calls us to use, again, Ephesians 4, so that all the church could grow up in maturity and display Christ to the world. So this is a message to know that you should not compare your efforts and giftedness and roles in the church with another person as if you were competing for the same thing or the same roles or if you had the same giftedness. Rather, verses 20 through 23, we see a pushback to that, because Peter starts comparing himself to John. He says, well, what about this guy? Is he going to die like that? What, you know, is that going to be fair? And Jesus says, hey, what I want him to do, don't concern yourself with it. What is that to you? That's a great question. What is that to you? You know, and so we all do our different things in the church, give our different contributions, whatever we can do in the church. We do these things, and we don't worry what Christ is calling someone else to do in the church. But we're all seeking to do things in the church. So Jesus' words there in 20 through 23, don't worry about him. If you, I want him to remain alive until I return. What does that have to do with you? Don't worry about that. So don't compare yourself and your contribution in Christ's kingdom, the church. Just do what you're able to do. Do what Christ has gifted you to do. Do what you're able to do. You'll engage in many different tasks than other Christians. Some of you may be called, if you're younger, perhaps, some of you may be called to be pastors or missionaries. Some of you to be Sunday school teachers, nursery workers, deacons, elders, children's worship leaders. Some of you church officers. Some of you treasurers or sign builders or designers. Some of you, and my favorite giftedness to the church, bakers of cookies. That's a contribution to the church. But whatever your service and role in the kingdom of Christ is, you're to use your life and your energy in ways that you're able to do so in the church. And each Christian is always to be thinking, how can I contribute to my church? We saw it in our declaration of our faith this morning. No one is to be a bench sitter in the church. Everyone, unless you're mentally disabled and you're handicapped, that's fine, okay? But if you have abilities, you're to be thinking, how can I use these abilities for Christ's kingdom? How might I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? How might I be concerned about feeding his sheep? Okay, so you bakers of cookies, you're feeding his sheep. There we go. But really, what you get, you're giving in the church, helps Christ's sheep to be fed. It pays me so I can teach you. It pays others so they can preach the gospel on college campuses. Some of our church's money goes to that. It pays missionaries. Some of our church's money goes to that. We're helping feed Christ's sheep when we give. When you help set things up, you're helping feed Christ's sheep so that they can focus when they come in here. When you're working in the nursery, you're helping feed Christ's sheep, because then that mom who's harried and hassled can sit in here and have some rest and just listen, and she's fed. All the things we're doing in the church, they have that purpose of feeding the sheep. And so while our feeding the sheep won't look like Peter the Apostle's, still what we do, our contribution, our role in the church helps Christ's sheep be fed. And that's, and he says, you love me? Help feed my sheep. And so we all as Christians are thinking about, what can I do in the church that will aid more of Christ's sheep being fed? Summary for us. Christianity is about Jesus and about loving him even more than life itself. Christianity is about Jesus and about loving him even more than life itself. And this loving of Jesus recenters your life from seeking his fitting into your kingdom, or you can write in there my, his fitting into my kingdom, into my fitting into his. And so we do even consider this vocationally. You know, if you have a job offer and it's going to take you away from being involved in the church, whether it's this church or another church, you say, no, I have to seek first his kingdom. And so that affects us there, even when we're not, you know, like in pastoral ministry, we're just seeking, how can I help feed the sheep as a member of the church? So we seek how we can fit into his kingdom, how we can contribute, how we can feed his sheep. And then the service and effort, you can write in there, I, the service and effort you give, the service and effort you give to Christ's kingdom will be different than that of others. So we all contribute, we're all gracious, and we're all grateful for what other people are doing in the church. And we're all gracious to realize, you know, people are in different spots in their lives. Some people can give a lot, some people can, you know, have 5 minutes to give because they got other things that God has them taken care of right now. Christianity, yes, is not about me. That's good news. Let's pray.